Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm making these tapes in my office, but I'm on my way to Washington, D.C. to be with Christians United for Israel, and I'll be there when you hear this. And we will be in the halls of justice, and we'll be at the Capitol. We'll be hearing from people, and we'll be speaking to people and saying, let's stay with Israel in this critical time. I'm there because I've been a student for many, many, many years. God put it in my heart. To know, you know, when you're living on the earth, you should know what God is doing. If you lived on the earth when Noah was here, you should know to get a hammer and a nail and help him build the ark and then get on it. You should listen to his preaching. If you'd been here when Jesus was in the Galilee, you should have packed your little son and you should have gone with him with fishes and loaves and gone to the meetings where Jesus was. And so Jesus, the biggest thing that's happening in our day, Jesus is coming again. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson said there are two golden hooks upon which all world history hangs, two great events, the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord. We are right up against the second coming of the Lord, and that our dear Lord told us that the sign of his coming is the fig tree. We read that yesterday. He said, watch Israel. Luke 21, behold Israel and the other trees to know when he's coming. And so since he said that, I just had a yearning in my heart. Oh, how do we watch? What do we see happening? And oh, folks, the greatest sign of the coming of the Lord is the bringing home of Israel. We're going to study that this week and next. And we're going to study also how that nations as nations are judged for how they treat Israel when they come home. In Kenneth E. Hagin's book, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, and it's much more in this book. There's How to Walk in Love. There's all wonderful things in it. But one of the things that the chapters that will give you so much enlightenment is the chapter, Who's Right, Paul or Jesus? And I'm reading to you in this scrap, on page 18, where he tells us how important it is to rightly divide the Word of God. Reading Brother Hagin's book. And first, he's reading 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then Brother Hagin reads, and I'm reading, people often get in trouble because they don't rightly divide the word of truth. Well, if it has to be divided rightly, then it can be divided wrongly. I remember hearing him say years ago, all error comes from a wrong division of the Word of God. Then Brother Hagin goes on, when I first got saved and started in the ministry, I heard someone give this simple rule of Bible interpretation, and it registered on me. In studying the Bible, always ask yourself, who's doing the speaking? What are they speaking about? And to whom are they speaking? It's very easy to take some of the things that God said and say, well, now God is saying this. But you have to look at to whom God was talking. Sometimes he was speaking to the Jews. And what he said doesn't apply to anyone else. That's Brother Hagin. I just read that to you. You have to look at to whom God is speaking. Sometimes he was speaking to the Jews, and what he said didn't even apply to anyone else. Going on, he says, let's look at 1 Corinthians, where Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Notice there are three classes of people addressed in the Word of God. Number one, the Jews, God's covenant people. Number two, the church, God's own family. And number three, the Gentiles. Heathen people, everyone who's not either in the church or a Jew. Now those words I read you were Brother Hagin's commenting on 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, give no one offense, neither to the Jews, that's one, nor to the Gentiles, that's two, nor to the church of God. Now to find out who the Gentiles are and what it literally means is the nations. Going back to the Old Testament, you see only two groups of people. The third group has not been revealed. It's a mystery. But there are two groups of people in the Old Testament, the Jews and the Gentiles, or as God defines it, the word translated Gentiles is the Hebrew word goyim, G-O-Y-I-M, and its literal translation is nations. So I like to say it like this: the Jews, the nations, and the church. A scripture can be addressed to the Jews, it can be addressed to the nations, it can be addressed to the church. Sometimes it can be more than one, but it will always tell you. You can always, sometimes with the Jews and with the church, there are parallel meanings to it, but you can never move away from a basic meaning to whom a scripture is spoken. And so, if you will remember this verse of scripture, it will keep your end time doctrine straight. When I first heard Brother Hagin teaching on this, I heard an audible voice in my kitchen, and I heard the Lord say to me, if you will remember this verse of scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:32, about the Jews, the nations, and the church, it will keep your end time doctrine straight. I had no idea I even needed an end time doctrine, but God knew my future better than I knew my past, and the things that have happened to me have been so amazing. I'm not going to speak about that right now, but I'm going to read to you from, if you don't remember to rightly divide the word, then your end time doctrine can be wrong, and you can be wrong about the signs speaking of the coming of the Lord. Some people were very wrong. I can remember about 20 years ago, they had a doctrine called Kingdom Now. And according to the Kingdom Now, there was no rapture. They wrote a book, and the man got very involved in sin who wrote it. Just recently, something happened again in Atlanta with him at the center. But they wrote a book that the wool had been pulled over our eyes concerning the rapture. But you know what, folks? It hasn't. And that's the future of the church of the living God. But anyway, they had adopted replacement theology that God is through with the Jews, and that every one of those scriptures have to do with us, and we are the kingdom, and we are the kingdom that's going to be visible upon the earth, and we are the kingdom now, and we are going to bring about everything, and then when it gets to be perfect down here, then we will present it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, folks, that's wrong. It's false doctrine. And I'm going to read to you a statement by a prophecy teacher on that. Quote, he writes, "The sad thing is that this false doctrine of postmillennialism," and we can even say replacement theology, I added that, "is taught in our Bibles by the headings of some of the chapters in the Old Testament. For illustration, the headings of chapters 43 and 44 of Isaiah read," and some Bibles, this is not true in all Bibles, but in some, quote, "the Lord comforts the church with his promises," whereas the chapters are not addressed to the church at all, but to Jacob and Israel, as we see by reading them. The ordinary reader overlooks the fact that the chapter headings of the Bible are put there by the publisher and should be omitted if they are misleading. Now, Zechariah, that's one of the books that we're offering, is a commentary by David Barron on the book of Zechariah. What a book that Zechariah is. It begins at where the Jews were in building the second temple and goes right on over to the coming of the Lord when he puts his feet on the Mount of Olives and judges the nations and the millennial even. And so this marvelous book you need to understand. And when I read David Barron, and I'd read through the book of Zechariah, but I didn't understand it until I read David Barron's commentary on it. And we're offering that book this week at a special price. This is from the foreword in that book by Walter C. Kaiser, Jr., academic dean and professor of Semitic languages and the Old Testament at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. He writes, quote, "David Barron was born in Russia in 1855 and brought up in a strict, devout Jewish family. His education was under the rigorous tutelage of the rabbinic training of the period. On a search of the scriptures, he found the Messiah to be the Lord Jesus Christ." Barron launches right into commenting on Zechariah. "He is also ever alert to those places where many in the Gentile church have spiritualized or even phantomized scripture when it refers to Jerusalem or Israel. The reader should avoid," warns Barron, "substituting an unnatural and shadowy meaning for what is plain and obvious in the text." When there came along the man Oregon in the year 250, he introduced allegorizing and spiritualizing scripture. Have you ever heard anybody teach the book of Revelation and they say to you, now these aren't really horses. Jesus is not really going to come back on a real horse. Yes, he is, folks. You can take that quite literally. And so we want to be sure that we don't allegorize and we don't fall into that group of people who say, well, this scripture, God's through with the Jews, and this scripture right here speaks of the church. No, the land of Israel isn't promised to us. It is promised to the nation of Israel. And so this great sign of that nation coming home, we're watching right now, and I'm going to be teaching on this week and next because, well, this is actually Friday, so there won't be any more this week, but there will be next. You could go online. This is on billybrim.org. We do have our radio program there. And we are sharing with you why I am in Washington, D.C., why I'm there going to our senator's office and our offices, and I am there listening and speaking to leaders of the United States of America with people from all over the United States and from the world saying, let us please bless Israel in line with God's word, how he wants it blessed. And so, folks, if you really want to know, and you're a student, then you will want to have this book of Zechariah. If you're not studious, you might not want to get it. But if you want to know what God says and its literal translation, then we're making that book available to you. It's a big book. And if you wanted to, you could just start at chapter 9, Zechariah, and read from now on. But it's so blessed. You'll want to read it all. And it's David Barron on Zechariah. And we're offering that to you this week at a very special price. I think its normal price has been $27, and we're offering it to you for $20. We're offering to you Israel in the plan of God for $15. Its normal price has been $20. And we're offering to you The Mountains of Israel, which is an easy reading book. And it tells to you, what is this West Bank? Why does it need to remain in the hands of the Jews? That book normally sells for $10, and we're offering it to you this week for $8. You can get all three books for $40. Also, we want to remind you that we have Champions for Christ. We have our youth rally that's coming up, C4C Rally, July 27th through August 1st. Chip Brim will be there. Jeremy Pearson's will be there. Go Ministries will be there. And they'll have, oh, we always have miracles. We have great, the kids are really on fire for God. I'm so thrilled about this generation that we've got coming up. And I get to speak to them. Usually I speak to them something prophetic because Jeremiah spoke to young Daniel and Daniel knew what to do. And so we speak to these young people about what to do. And we're thankful to God for that opportunity. They go to all the things that Silver Dollar City offers and Branson Bell and Celebration City. And they really have a lot of fun. And so you can call and find out how to send your youth group or your young person to this camp. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.